Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph Oisyut Gimel. This is Shir number 23. Continuing to discuss Yogoin, grief. When the person has a higher level of Yogoin, of grief, because of the averes that he committed, because transgressing their will, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this will bring a greater atonement, as we mentioned, as well as a greater, closer relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, U'madregas ha-tshuva ma'aloy seha, different levels of tshuva, and the advantages that one gains from doing such tshuva, is lefi goydel hamerirus v'oitzem hayogoin. It depends upon the degree, the goydel hamerirus, the degree of one's bitterness that he feels inside. How can I have violated the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'oitzem hayogoin. And the intensity of a person's grief over his averus is all part of these different madregas, the different levels, and the ma'aloseha, and that which he can benefit from it. V'hi hatshuva shetovo miderech toir ha'nefesh v'zakos sichla. Rabbeinu Yoina continues to discuss this level of yogoin, this level of tshuva with grief, is based upon a person's toyer hanefesh, v'zakus sichla, his purity of his nefesh, of his soul, as well as zakus sichla, the refinement of his intellect. Ki lefi sichlo yukafi asher tipakachno einov. Because according to the person's level of his intellect, in regards to the ability to open his eyes, tipakachne einov, for him to realize, to see, to understand, to appreciate, that every single second that he was violating the Ratzon Hashem, Hashem was still pumping life into his body, his being, his soul, his nefesh. Yirbu v'yatzmu mo'oid mo'oid yigoynov v'rayoynov al roiv avoynov. It's poetic how a person will attain an inner grief. He'll grow sorrow with sorrow. It will intensify. This grief will intensify. Because he has a toyer hanefesh, a purity of the nefesh. And when the person is coming back to Hashem with this toyer hanefesh, because of the yogoin, Hashem says, I forgive you. And as we mentioned, the benefits, the ma'aloseha, the advantages that a person has from doing such a tshuva, is he gets closer to Hashem. He gives a mashal, gives an example about a person who defied the rules and he was punished, but he was close to the king. So the king was easy on his punishment, and the king saw that he was full of remorse, and the king accepted his forgiveness, and he came back to the palace and was very close to the king once again. Explains Rabbeinu Yoina, the neshama is the closest part that we have connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew inside of us this neshama. So when the person sees the Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the Torah HaNefesh, the purity of his nefesh, is coming to do a real tshuva because the yogin, I can't believe, how could I not have had kavan when I was benching? I can't believe, how did I say, a boy, my name is Zaynus, how did I say, hamoytzelech manaris, without kavana? Hashem gave me this delicious bread, a delicious steak sandwich. And I don't even know, did I bench or did I not bench? How could that be? When the person does something of tremendous value, he's going to know he took care of it. And that's what we're discussing over here. When the person is coming to do tshuva with yogoin, sometimes we have the bencher in front of us. We get a phone call. We look back at the bencher. Did I bench? Did I not bench? Well, not sure. Well, okay, so it's a sovik deraisa. Well, was I totally full? Not totally full? Going to all the halacha discussions. If we approach this realization of the reality, this is a mitzvah. Mitzvah is so important and so chashuv. I just enjoy that delicious food. And I come to bench. I make sure I have no disruptions. I'm not going to look at it outside of my bencher. The great Reb Chaim Oizer Gazinsky, the Gadol Hador, in the generation of the Chofetz Chaim, he was known as the Gadol Hador. He would bench from inside of a bencher. And he knew everything by heart. It's brought down when the person benches with kavana. Besides the fact that it's a school for parnasa, which gets people excited, school for parnasa to bench with kavana, it also has the capability of removing the wrath, the af, rachman letzlan, in the world. And that's what Rabbeinu is teaching us over here, that the greater the yogoyim, it's connected to his toyar, his purity of his nefesh, of his neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to do better, I want you to come back closer to me than even from before.